4 years in prison. That's the sentence today for the former manager of the heavy metal band Great White. He accidentally set off the Rhode Island nightclub fire that killed 100 people 3 years ago. 29-year-old Daniel Beakley faced up to 10 years under his plea agreement with prosecutors. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Beakley spent the past 2 days in court listening to some 50 families describe their anguish, their depression, and their lives that will never be the same without their loved ones. Today, he stood up and described the personal torment that he's endured since the fire at the Station nightclub on February 20th, 2003.
I don't know that I'll ever forgive myself for what happened that night. So I can't expect anybody else to. Yeah. I can only pray that they understand that I would do anything to undo what happened that night and give them back their loved ones.
Prosecutors had asked for the maximum sentence of 10 years under his plea agreement for what they called the callous and reckless behavior of lighting a dangerous pyrotechnic without the required permit. But in the end, the judge sided with Beakley's attorneys, who argued it would do little good to send Beakley away for 10 years and ruin another young life. The judge said he knew the sentence would be controversial and confusing to many, but the judge said he was required to make the punishment fit the crime, which in this case was not intentional murder, but a misdemeanor that happened to have had a tragic result. When the sentence was announced, victims' families gasped out loud, even collapsing, some calling out about their pain and the unfairness of it all.
4 years of... It's a joke. No justice today, none.
Patricia Belanger's daughter, Dina DeMeo, died at the nightclub on her 30th birthday. Belanger says the sentence is a dishonor to her daughter's memory.
He's getting off easy. 4 years, 100 lives he killed. 4 years. He'll have his life. He'll go on, have a family with his new wife. It's a joke.
But other victims' families spoke of forgiveness. Many said it didn't matter what happened to Beakley. As one put it, nothing will fix what we feel. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Providence.